In thee do I hope, for thou wilt hear, July 4th. Our God will hear. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope, thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. We must be much in prayer, if we would make progress in the divine life. When the message of truth was first proclaimed, how much we prayed. How often was the voice of intercession heard in the chamber, in the barn, in the orchard, or the grove. Frequently we spent hours in earnest prayer, two or three together claiming the promise. Often the sound of weeping was heard, and then the voice of thanksgiving and the song of praise. Now the day of God is nearer than when we first believed, and we should be more earnest, more zealous, and fervent than in those early days. Our perils are greater now than then. Souls are more hardened. We need now to be imbued with the Spirit of Christ, and we should not rest until we receive it. Pray, yes, pray with unshaken faith and trust. The angel of the covenant, even our Lord Jesus Christ, is the mediator who secures the acceptance of the prayers of his believing ones. Through nature and revelation, through his providence, and by the influence of his Spirit, God speaks to us. But these are not enough, we need also to pour out our hearts to him. In order to have spiritual life and energy, we must have actual intercourse with our Heavenly Father. Our minds may be drawn out toward him, we may meditate upon his works, his mercies, his blessings, but this is not, in the fullest sense, communing with him. In order to commune with God, we must have something to say to him concerning our actual life.